From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Listening to music from the Miles Davis album Birth of the Cool, released in 1957, it was the result of Davis's first important recording sessions as a band leader, and it really was the birth of something new. At the time, jazz was dominated by the up-tempo, sometimes frenetic, bebop style, with its long, intricate solos showcasing the technique and improvisational skills of musicians such as Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. But with Davis's new album, things changed. None of its tunes are much more than 3 minutes long, shorter than many bebop solos. Its style was less agitated, more relaxed. It was, in fact, cool, and that became the name of the new school of jazz the album inspired. It was one of those rare moments when the very nature of music seemed to undergo a change. And this music represented another of those moments. Back in the 1760s and 70s, Christoph Willibald Gluck became dissatisfied with the overall state of opera. For decades, it had been dominated by the form known as opera seria, which, sort of like bebop, had become a virtuoso showcase for flashy soloists, the world's greatest singers, and their amazing vocal gymnastics. Gluck and some like-minded colleagues declared that it was time to rid opera of the vanity of singers and the excessive indulgence of composers, which, they said, had taken one of the most splendid and most beautiful of spectacles and made it ridiculous and tedious. Gluck decided to simplify things, emphasizing straightforward musical forms. He replaced long, drawn-out arias with shorter and more direct solo numbers, interweaving them with declamatory singing, simple ensembles, and expressive choruses. All of this was an attempt to make sure that the music in his operas was devoted to conveying the opera's story and its raw emotions, not just to showing off the singers. Gluck's efforts are now known as reform operas, and while they may not have spawned any blockbusters, they influenced composers for generations to come. On this edition of World of Opera, we present Gluck's three-act drama Iphigenia in Aulis, Iphigenia in Aulis, a fresh take on one of literature's oldest stories. It comes to us in a production from La Monnaie in Brussels, led by conductor Christophe Rousset. It features a standout performance by soprano Véronique Jean in the title role, with baritone Andrew Schroeder as Agamemnon.